Amen. Good morning. How are we doing?
Kuidas teil läheb? Yeah. Tere hommikust.
Okay. Are you ready?
Olete te valmis?
Yeah. For the Spirit of God to move in your life.
Valmis selleks, et Jumala vaim võiks liikuda teie eludes.
Amen.
Amen.
Before I begin to speak this morning.
Enne kui ma hakkan täna kõnelema.
I perceive God wants to do two things. God wants to minister to two groups of people this morning.
Siis ma kogen, et Jumal tahab täna kõnetada kahte liiki inimesi.
Even just on the back of worship.
Üks on see, et see viib tagasi ülistuseni.
So this morning, as we were worshiping this God this morning.
Ja ma tahan täna hommikul lihtsalt ülistada Jumalat.
I felt that there were some people here that had a spirit of discouragement. Something happened this week that you feel discouraged.
Ja ma kogen, et siin on inimesi, kes on nagu heitunud. See nädal juhtus midagi, mis
viis
su meile heitele.
And God wants to lift that discouragement.
Ja Jumal tahab kõrvaldada selle
meile heitele. So you can walk out of here with joy.
Et sa võiks lahkuda siit ühe
rõõmuga. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Piibel ütleb, et rõõm issandas on su tugevus.
And God wants to impart joy into your heart.
Ja Jumal tahab kinkida rõõmu su südamesse.
Because when you have joy in your heart, you have strength.
Sest kui su südames on rõõm, siis sa oled ka tugev.
And joy is not just, oh, I'm happy.
Rõõm ei ole, aah, ma olen lihtsalt õnnelik, ma olen õnnelik.
No, joy gives you strength.
Rõõm on see, mis annab sulle
joy
jõudu.
Joy gives you ability.
Rõõm annab sulle võime.
To do what God has called you
teha seda, milleks Jumal on sind kutsunud.
So this morning, if you feel discouraged,
nii täna hommikul, kui sa oled heitunud,
by certain things that have happened,
mis asjade tõttu, mis on juhtunud,
and you want God to take your discouragement and replace it with joy,
ja sa tahad, et Jumal asendaks su meile heite rõõmuga,
I'm going to ask you to stand and we're going to pray for you.
Siis ma palun, et sa tõuseksid ja me palvetame su ees, kui sa
just say, yeah, that's me, I came in this morning discouraged.
Tõuse püsti, ütle, mina, ma tulin täna hommikul meile heitel või heitununa.
And this morning God wants to meet you where you are.
Ja täna Jumal tahab kohtuda sinuga just seal, kus sa oled.
He wants to meet you.
Ta tahab kohtuda sinuga.
He wants to change your situation.
Ta tahab muuta su olukorra.
He wants to exchange your discouragement.
Ta tahab võtta su meile heite.
And he wants to give you joy.
Ja anda sulle rõõmu asemele.
So just close your eyes where you are standing.
Nii, sulgema silmad, lift your hands to God. Tõstama käed Jumala poole.
And I'm going to pray, Father, right now.
Ja isa, ma palun just praegu.
Do a divine exchange.
Too üks jumalik
muutumine. Take discouragement away.
Võtta see meile heide.
And impact joy.
Ja too asemele oma
the
rõõm.
The joy of the Lord.
Sinu
the
rõõm.
Joy that comes from heaven.
Rõõm, mis tuleb
taevast. The joy that imparts our life and permeates our bones.
Rõõm, mis tungib läbi
meie
elu
our situation.
Ja läbi meie olukordade.
Transforms our lives.
Mis muudab meie elu.
Right now, God.
Praegu,
impart joy in the name of Jesus. That beautiful name, that powerful name, impart joy into the life of your people right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Let every burden be lifted. Every yoke be destroyed by the anointing in Jesus' name. And the people of God said,
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Amen.
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 Do you feel encouraged, my brother?
Kas sa koged julgustust, vennas?
Yeah, you feel God is on you right now.
Sa tunned, et Jumal on sulle
filling you up with fresh joy.
Täidab sind värske rõõmuga.
My brother there. Do you feel that something's changed?
Koged, et midagi on
muutunud. Something's transformed. Something happened. Just in a moment.
Just sel hetkel.
The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Piibel ütleb, kus on Jumala vaim.
There is liberty.
There is freedom
and there is power. There is power in that beautiful name, that wonderful name, that name Jesus. If you leave here not remembering anything I say, remember that Jesus is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Number two that I want to pray for.
Teine asi, mille ma tahan paluda.
As we were worshiping, I felt pains on my shoulder.
Ma kogesin ülistuse ajal nagu valu siin oma
õlgades. When I feel that, I know that God wants to heal people of shoulder pain.
Ja ma kogesin, et Jumal tahab tervendada inimesi, kellel on
õlgades valu. So if you came here this morning,
kui sa tulid täna
and you had some pains in your shoulder,
ja sul on õlgades valu,
just stand up where you are.
Siis tõuse just seal, kus sa oled.
Today is a good day for you.
Sest täna on hea päev sinu
jaoks. Because Jesus wants to come,
sest Jeesus tahab tulla,
and touch you,
ja puudutada sind,
and heal you.
Ja tervendada sind.
Amen.
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 Put your hand on your shoulder.
Pane oma käsi sinna õlaveale, kus sul valu on.
Just
sinna valukoha peale.
The Bible says,
Piibel ütleb,
Jesus sent his word
Jeesus läkitas oma
and it
sõna,
healed them.
Ja see tervendas
and so I send right now
ja
the word of healing.
Tervendava
be
sõna.
Healed.
Ole terve.
Be 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 healed.
Ole terve.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Begin to move that shoulder. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Begin to feel that pain lift right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, check it out. Check it out. It's not because of me. It's because of Jesus, right? He said he will send his word and he will bring healing to you.
Ta saadab oma sõna ja see tervendab sind. Amen. Amen.
Check it, check it, check it.
Kontrolli, kontrolli, vaata kui ta on.
Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, Olu, what's going on? My son here. Yeah, it's good. My sister, how are you doing?
Nõde, kuidas seal taga läheb õlaga?
Oh yeah, we want more. Father, the Bible said when Jesus prayed for that blind man, he said, I can see men like trees. So he prayed for him again. So stand up, let me pray for you one more time.
Tõuse palun püsti. Ja, sinna. Ja, ja. Ta palvetab veel
korra. Just come, let me lay hands too. Come.
Tule siia ette, tule tema juurde.
Amen. Father, because we believe you.
Sest isa, me usume sinusse.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Complete that work.
Täielik tervenemine ja töö. Isa, vii see lõpuni.
In Jesus' name. The whole arm. Bring healing and wholeness.
Täielik tervis ja terviklikkus.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Our Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen. How is it now?
Kuidas nüüd on?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Something was broken or ripped up here, and she's going to the
okay,
surgery.
Okay, turn around. So, Father, we pray, begin to rebuild, remodel, recreate
by your Holy Spirit
now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Complete it, Father.
Täielikult terveks.
In Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. That's it. Holy Spirit move. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. We give you glory, God. We give you glory, God. We give you glory, God. We give you the praise. Amen. Amen. Freedom reigns in this place.
Vabadus valitse kui
freedom,
siin paigas.
Freedom, that's it, that's it. Only Jesus, only ainult Jesus. Only Jesus. That's it, that's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Woo. Espiritu Santo. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Aitäh, Issand.
Yeah. Amen. Give him glory.
Tooda lau.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jeesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you.
Ma tahan julgustada sind.
That God is here.
Jumal on siin.
And where God is.
Ja seal, kus on Jumal.
He changes lives.
Seal tema muudab elusid.
By his Holy Spirit.
Läbi oma püha vaimu.
So this morning I've got a little time to share with you.
Täna hommikul ma tahaks jagada teiega.
I want to share with you about Jesus and his Father.
Jeesusest ja tema isast.
Let me start from Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 5.
Ja las ma alustada Efesuse viiendast peatükist. Efesuse 5.
Okay. Verse chapter 5 verse 1.
Efesuse 5 ja esimene salm.
He says this.
Ja ta ütleb siin.
Therefore become imitators of God.
Seetõttu võtke nüüd Jumal enestele eeskujuks.
As his well-beloved children.
Nagu tema armsad lapsed.
Be followers of God.
Olge Jumala järgijad.
Be followers of God.
Olge Jumala järgijad.
As his little children.
Nõnda kui tema väikesed
God's
lapsed.
God's intention for you.
Jumala tahe on.
Is that not that you just become a church goer.
Et sinust ei saaks vaid kirikus käijad.
Not just coming to church.
Et sa ei käiks
but that you follow in the footsteps of God
aga
himself.
Aga et sa järgiks Jumala samme.
God wants you to be his hands.
Jumal tahab, et sa oleks tema
he wants you to be his feet.
Ta tahab, et sa oleks tema
whether
jalad.
You go to work on Monday
sa lähed
or you're in
tööle,
school,
või kooli,
wherever you find yourself, God
lähed.
Wants you
Jumal
and
tahab,
I to be followers of
ja
him.
Mina oleks tema järgijad.
Followers of him.
Tema järgijad.
Yeah, it's good that you come to church on Sunday.
Ja, see on hea,
but God wants you to take the church out there into the world
aga Jumal tahab viia kiriku välja maailma.
As followers of Jesus.
Läbi oma
your neighbor,
sinu naabri
juurde, people you meet on the road,
inimeste juurde, keda
God wants you to be a follower of him
Jumal tahab, et sa järgiks teda,
so that people can follow you.
Et inimesed võiks järgida sind.
Amen.
Amen.
And why are we doing this?
Miks me seda teeme?
Because we want to be like Jesus.
Sest me tahame olla nagu Jeesus.
So let's look at Jesus for a little
bit. Vaatame natukene Jeesust.
In John chapter 11.
Johannese 11. Peatükis.
If you don't know the Bible, let me just tell you a brief history.
Kui sa ei tea Biiblit väga, las ma rääkida pisut ajalugu.
In John chapter 11, we read of the raising of the dead.
Johannese 11. Räägitakse surnute üles
äratamises. A man by the name Lazarus.
Seal oli mees Lazarus, kes oli surnud. He died. Ta suri.
And his two sisters.
Ja tema kaks sõde.
Mary and Martha.
Maria ja Marta.
They send message to Jesus.
Nad saatsid Jeesusele sõnumi.
Jesus delays.
Jeesus viivitas tulekuga.
Ultimately, he arrives there.
Aga lõpuks ta küll jõudis sinna.
And he raises Lazarus from the dead.
Ja äratas Lazaruse surnuist.
One of his most amazing miracles.
See oli üks tema imelisemaid imesid üldse.
But what I want to show you.
Aga mida ma tahan näidata teile.
Is the heart of Jesus.
On Jeesuse süda.
Rather than the miracle of Jesus.
Rohkem kui see ime, mida ta tegi.
So we agree that he raises Lazarus from the dead.
Nii et me oleme ühel nõul, et ta äratas Lazaruse
surnuist. But what is the heart of Jesus?
Aga milline oli ta südame hoiaks teile taga?
Let me introduce Jesus to you in case you do not know him.
Las ma tutvustan.
This Jesus, before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he had fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
Ja kahe kalaga.
I mean, think about it.
Mõtle korra.
If I only had 5 loaves of bread
kui mul oleks vaid viis
and 2 fishes,
ja kaks kala,
we are not up to 5,000.
Aga, ja meid oleks 5,000.
It won't be enough for us here.
Siis sellest ei jaguks kõigile.
But Jesus
aga Jeesus
took 5 loaves,
võttis need viis 2 leiba,
fishes,
kaks kala,
and he fed 5,000
people. Ja toitis 5,000 inimest.
This same Jesus
see sama Jeesus
went to a pool called Siloam,
läks sinna tiigi äärde,
saw a man who was in valid for 38 years.
Ja nägi seal ühte meest, kes oli jalutu olnud 38 aastat.
And he healed him.
Ja ta tervendas ta.
This Jesus,
see Jeesus,
when there was no more boats,
kui ei olnud enam ühtegi paasi
järgi, he walked on water.
Ta läks ja astus vee peale, kõndis vee peale.
Because there was no more boats, he walked on water to his disciples.
Ühtegi paati enam, ta läks ja kõndis vee peale oma jüngriteni.
This Jesus,
see Jeesus,
when he met people who had blind eyes,
kui ta kohtas pimedaid,
he opens their blind
eyes.
Siis
ta avas need pimedate silmad.
This Jesus,
see Jeesus,
one day they told him,
kellele üks päev öeldi,
that Jairus' daughter was dead.
Et Jairuse tütar on surnud või suremas.
And he went there.
Ta läks sinna.
And he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead.
Ja äratas Jairuse tütre surnuist.
This Jesus.
See Jeesus.
Is that a good CV?
Kas pole mitte head CV,
eluloo kirjeldus? Good things.
Tal oli väga häid asju
seal. If you were hiring a healer, you will hire Jesus.
Kui sa tahaks mõne tervendaja palgata, siis sa
palkaks Jeesuse. He has a good CV.
Sest tal oli väga hea nii-öelda tegevuskirjeldus.
Here's the point.
Aga siin on asja mõte.
Go with me to John 11.
Vaatame Johannes 11. Peatüki.
Verse 39.
Salm 39.
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütleb,
take away the stone.
Tõske kivi ära.
Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him,
siis ütleb surnu õde Marta temale,
Lord, by this time,
Issand,
there will be an offensive odor, for he has been dead 4 days. It is hopeless.
Issand, ta lehkab juba, sest on juba neljas päev.
Martha says,
Marta ütles,
Jesus, do not waste your time.
Jeesus, ära raiska enam aega.
This man has been dead for 4 days.
See mees on olnud juba surnud 4 päeva.
Are you like that?
Kas sulle meeldib see?
You say to God,
ütled Jumalale,
don't waste your time.
Kuule, ära nüüd raiska
this
aega.
This problem has been going on for 4 days.
See probleem mul on kestnud
for
juba 4 päeva, 4 nädalat.
For 4 months.
4 kuud.
For 4 years.
4 aastat.
For 400 years.
400 aastat.
You know, we've never won a World Cup. Oh, we've never won a World Cup.
Yeah, me
oh, we've never been a good nation.
Me ei ole olnud kunagi
for 400 years.
400 aastat.
Jesus, don't worry
oh,
about
Jeesus,
Estonia. Leave Estonia
pärast.
Alone. We will get by. We will get by. No,
saame.
No, Jesus said,
ei, Jeesus ütleb,
take away the stone.
Võtke see kivi ära.
What is the obstacle in your life?
Mis on see takistus sinu elus?
Jesus says,
Jeesus ütleb,
take away the stone.
Võtke see kivi ära.
All right. And so Jesus says to him, verse 40,
nii et Jeesus ütleb salmis 40,
did I not say to you that
sulle,
if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
Saaksid sa näha Jumala
au. Tell your neighbor,
ütle oma naabrile,
if you believe,
kui sa usuksid,
you will see the glory of God.
Saaksid sa näha Jumala au.
Tell them like you believe it.
Ütle nii, nagu sa usuks ka seda.
But if you believe,
kui sina usud,
you will see the glory
sa
of God.
Siis sa saad nägema Jumala au. Sina,
you, you
sina.
Will see the glory
sa
of God.
Sa saad nägema Jumala au.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 41.
Sal 41.
So they took away the stone.
Siis nad tõstsid kivi ära.
And Jesus raised up his eyes to heaven.
Aga Jeesus tõstis oma silmad üles.
Father.
Ja ütles, ma tänan sind, isa.
I thank you.
Ma tänan sind, isa.
That you heard me.
Et sa mind oled kuulnud.
This is Jesus.
See on Jeesus siin.
That has raised so many people from the dead.
Kes on äratanud nii palju surnuid üles.
Open blind eyes.
Avanud pimedate silmi.
Open deaf ears.
Avanud kurte kuulmu.
Open dumb ears. Dumb mouth.
Ja teinud tummad jälle rääkivaks.
Raised the cripple.
Äratanud jalutud üles.
But in the moment of his greatest glory.
Aga siin keset seda kõige aulisemat hetke.
He does not say, look at me.
Ta ei ütle, oo, vaadake mind.
I am Jesus.
Oo, ma olen Jeesus.
No.
Ei.
He says, Father.
Ta ütleb, isa. Isa.
Father.
Isa.
He doesn't say, look at me, I have a good CV.
Ta ei ütle, vaadake mind, mul on hea CV.
I can do many miracles.
Ma võin teha palju imesid.
No.
Ei.
He says, Father.
Ta ütleb, isa.
Father.
Isa.
He doesn't say, it's the end of the month, my money is in my pocket.
Ta ei ütle, et kuu lõpuks on mul raha, taskud raha täis.
No, he says, Father.
Ta ütleb, ei, isa.
Even though I've been paid.
Isegi, et ma tean.
Father.
Isa.
Even though I have the money.
Isegi et mul on kogu raha.
Father.
Isa.
Even though I know what to do.
Isegi et ma tean mida teha.
Father.
Isa.
Even though I am confident.
Isegi et ma olen enesekindel.
Father.
Isa.
He doesn't look to himself.
Ta ei vaata ise
enda peale. Doesn't look about what he can
ei
do.
Ei vaata mida tema
suuda. He says, Father.
Vaid ütleb, isa.
I know you hear me.
Isa, ma tean et sa kuuled mind alati.
Jesus has a habit.
Jeesusel on üks harjumus tuua isa alati kaasata isa
vestlusesse.
Ta ei pidanud kaasama isa
vestlusesse.
Aga ta ütleb isa.
When people see you,
kui inimesed näevad
and they look, oh, you have a good life.
Ja nad ütlevad, oh, sul on
do
hea
you say,
elu.
Oh, thank you.
Siis saad, oh, tänan.
I have a good life.
Oh, jaa, mul on hea elu.
Look at what God has done.
Oh, jaa, kõik on
no,
tore.
No, you say, Father.
Ei, sa ütled, isa.
It's not me.
See ei ole minus.
It's not my hands.
See ei ole minu
it's not my brain.
See ei ole mu
it's not my power.
See ei ole mu
but
vägi.
Vaid
isa.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus looks up.
Nii et Jeesus vaatab üles.
Say, Father,
ja ütleb, isa,
I thank you,
ma tänan sin,
that you hear me.
Et sa mind oled
Verse 42.
Ja sal 42.
I knew that you always hear me.
Mina ju teadsin,
and you listen
to
me. But I have said this because of the people standing around me so that they may believe that you sent me.
Kuid rahva pärast, kes siin seisab, ma räägin, et nad usuksid,
and when
et
he has said this, verse 43, when he has said this,
ja kui ta oli seda öelnud,
shouted with a loud voice,
hüüdis ta suure häälega,
Lazarus, come out.
Tule välja.
And so Jesus is saying,
Jeesus ütleb,
I can do nothing apart from Father.
Ma ei saa teha mitte midagi ilma isata.
We need to get better at doing that.
Me peame muutuma paremaks selles osas.
I cannot preach.
Mina ei saaks jutlustada.
Apart from Father.
Rohkem või kaugemale kui isa seda
võimaldab. I cannot heal.
Ma ei saa tervendada.
Apart from Father.
Ilma isata.
I cannot give.
Ma ei saa anda.
Apart from Father.
Ilma isata.
Everything I do.
Kõik mida ma teen.
I do because of the Father.
Seda ma teen tänu isale.
Look at Jesus.
Vaata Jeesust.
In Mark chapter 10.
Markuse 10.
Verse 18.
Markuse 10:18.
Look at what the Bible says.
Vaatame mida piibel ütleb.
Jesus said to him.
Ja Jeesus ütles
talle. You just read it. You read it so that we don't waste time.
Yeah. Markuse 10:18. Aga Jeesus ütles talle, miks sa mind nimetad heaks? Keegi muu ei ole hea kui ainult Jumal.
I want you to understand that Jesus was a very good man.
Ma tahan, et sa mõistaks, et Jeesus oli väga
hea inimene. Do you agree that those of you that know him, was he a good man?
Teie, kes sa teate, et oli ta ju hea.
Yeah?
Oli hea.
But Jesus says,
aga Jeesus ütleb,
nobody is good,
mitte keegi ei ole hea,
except my Father,
kui ainult minu isa,
except God is good,
kui ainult Jumal on hea.
Don't call me good.
Ärge nimetage
mind heaks. You haven't seen good.
Te pole veel näinud,
wait till you see my Father,
aga ma loodan,
because
et
my Father is good.
Sest mu isa on hea.
And Jesus is always pointing to the Father.
Jeesus viitab alati Jumalale, oma isale.
When somebody says, Ivo, you're a nice man.
Kui keegi ütleb, Ivo, sa oled üks lahe
mees. No, I'm not a nice man.
Sa teed, ei ole ma midagi.
My Father is nice.
Vaid minu isa on kena ja tore.
And he puts his life in me.
Ja tema on annud
oma
elu
minusse. That is why I'm a good man.
Ja seetõttu
we have to understand that we can do nothing apart from the Father.
Lahus oma isas.
And this morning, I have got a challenge for you.
Ja täna hommikul mul on sulle
väljakutse. I want you to understand
ma tahan, et sa
that you are alive today.
Et sa täna
because of the Father.
Tänu isale.
I mean, who woke you up this morning?
Kes ärata su täna
it wasn't your alarm.
See polnud su
äratus, it was the Father.
See oli isa.
I mean, why are you breathing this morning?
Miks sa hingad täna
hommikul? It's not because you are clever.
Mitte see,
it's not because you are a good person. It's because
inimene.
Of the Father.
Vaid see, et isa. I mean,
right now,
just praegu,
as I'm talking, your
räägin,
heart is beating
siis su süda lööb,
and beating
ja lööb,
and blood is pumping
ja
through your body. Why is that?
Miks see on nii?
Because you're good,
because
you look beautiful,
because
you have money.
No,
it's because of the Father. You have to understand how dependent you are on the Father. You need the Father in your life. Amen. So when you wake up in the morning, you do what Jesus said.
He
said, our Father.
Meie isa.
You get used to
harju ära sellega,
getting out of the way,
et kui sa astu tee pealt teist
and giving glory
ja too au
to the Father.
Isale.
All through the Bible,
läbi kogu piibli,
Jesus points to the Father.
Jeesus viitab alati isale.
We don't have time to read it, but write down John chapter 6, verse 38 to 40.
Kirjuta üles Johannese 6, 38-40.
Jesus points to the Father.
Jeesus viitab seal isale.
John chapter 14, verse 28 to 30.
Johannese 14, 28-30.
To the Father.
Jeesus viitab isale.
Let's look at John 10.
Vaatame Johannese 10.
Verse 15.
Johannese 10, 15.
Verse 15, read. Yeah.
Nõnda nagu isa tunneb mind ja mina tunnen isa ja ma jätan oma elu lammaste eest.
Even as the Father knows me, I know the Father and I lay my life down.
Nõnda nagu isa tunneb mind ja mina tunnen teda, ma annan oma elu oma lammaste eest.
Jesus was trying to make us understand.
Jeesus tahtis panna meid mõistma.
That he is nothing.
Et tema ei ole mitte midagi.
Without the Father.
Ilma isata.
Look at John 14.
Vaata Johannese 14.
Verse 28.
Johannes 14:28. Te kuulsite mind teile ütlevad, ma lähen ära ja tulen taas teie juurde. Kui te mind armastaksite, siis te rõõmutseksite, et ma lähen isa juurde, sest minu isa on suurem mind.
Because the Father is greater than me.
Sest minu isa on suurem mind.
This
Jesus
understands the place of the Father.
Ta mõistab seda kohta, kus isa on.
We need to understand
ka meie peame mõistma
the place of the Father.
Isa kohta oma elus.
We sing a lot of songs about the Spirit.
Me laulame palju laule pühast vaimust.
We sing a lot of songs about Jesus.
Palju laule Jeesusest.
And he has a beautiful name.
Ja need on imelised nimed.
But we forget the Father.
Aga me unustame ära isa.
And God is calling the church.
Ja Jumal kutsub oma kogudus.
Yeah. The voice of the Father.
Kuulma isa häält.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 it says be followers of the Father.
Efesuse 5:1 ütleb olge tema eeskuju järgijad, isa järgijad.
You want to come up and we get ready for the song.
Ma palun et ülistajad tuleksid.
As I bring this preach to a close.
Ja kui ma hakkan nüüd lõpetama.
Philippians.
Filipplastele. Filippi 2:5.
Philippians chapter 2.
Filippi 2.
Verse 5.
Filippi 2.
Yes.
Filippi 2, 5-8.
And this is going to really bring my message home.
Ja see on see, mis nüüd peaks tooma mu sõnumi teile tegema väga selgeks.
There is no other name under heaven.
Taeva all ei ole ühtki teist nime.
By which we will be saved.
Mille kaudu me saaks päästetud.
It's the name of Jesus.
See on Jeesuse nimi.
That name Jesus.
See Jeesuse nimi.
Is the most powerful name.
On kõige võimsam nimi.
The most glorious name.
Kõige aulisem nimi.
The most dynamic name.
Kõige dünaamilisem nimi.
That you could do anything.
Ja sa võid teha mida iganes
in the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles,
whatever you ask my Father in my name,
mida iganes te palute isalt minu nimel,
I will do it for you.
Seda ma teen teile.
Whatever.
Mida iganes.
I want you to think for a moment.
Ma tahan, et sa mõtleks
think for a moment of whatever.
Mõtle hetkeks sellele mida iganes.
What is the challenge?
Mis on see väljakutse?
Because with Jesus,
sest Jeesusega
nothing
ei ole miski
is impossible.
Võimatu.
But we only have Jesus.
Aga meil on ainult Jeesus.
Because the Father sent Jesus.
Sest Isa saatis Jeesuse.
Without the Father,
ilma Isata,
there is no Jesus.
Ei ole ka Jeesus.
Without Jesus,
ilma Jeesuseta,
there is no Father.
Ei ole Isa.
And this morning,
ja täna hommikul,
I want us to turn our eyes.
Ma tahan, et me pööraks oma pilgu,
off our situation,
oma olukordade
off
pealt,
our circumstances,
oma olukordade pealt,
turn our eyes to Jesus.
Ja tõstaks oma pilgu Jeesusele.
And in Philippians chapter 2,
Filippi 2,
verse 5,
viis on öeldud, olgu teil samasugune meel, mis oli ka Kristusel Jeesusel, kes kuigi ta oli Jumala nägu, ei arvanud saagiks olla Jumalaga ühesugune, vaid loobus ise enese olust ning võttis orja näo, saades inimeste sarnaseks ja ta leiti välimuselt inimesena. Ta alandas ise ennast saades sõna kuulelikuks surmani, pealegi ristisurmani.
Verse 5 says,
Psalm 5 ütleb,
let this attitude, let this mind be in you.
Lasse olgu teil see samasugune meel,
that was also in Christ.
Mis oli ka Jeesusel Kristusel.
Let this mind be in you.
Lasse tema meel
olla sees. He humbled himself.
Ole alandlik, tema
alandlik. I don't care how big you get.
Mul ükskõik kui suureks
I don't care how strong you become.
Kui tugevaks sa saad.
You need to have the mind of Jesus.
Sul peab olema Jeesuse meel.
That even though Jesus was equal to the Father,
nii et isegi, et Jeesus oli
He humbled himself.
Ta alandas ise ennast.
And he's calling you and I.
Ta kutsub sind ja mind täna.
Humble yourself.
Alandama ise ennast, alanduma tema ees.
The Bible says humble yourself.
Piibel ütleb, alanduge.
Under the mighty hand of God.
Jumala võimsa käe alla.
And in due season he will lift.
Ja tema tõstab teid õigel ajal üles.
And so Jesus.
Nii et Jeesus.
Even though he was equal to God.
Isegi et ta oli võrdne Jumalaga.
He did not hold on to it.
Siis ta ei hoidnud sellest kinni.
But he emptied himself.
Aga ta tühjendas otse
I want you and I to be used to emptying ourselves.
Ma tahan, et meie
that I come nothing. I come empty handed.
Ma tulen tühjade kätega.
I don't come here right now.
Ma ei tule
because I know
siia.
The answer.
Seetõttu, et mul on
I come here because I have Jesus.
Vaid ma tulen, et mul on Jeesus.
David and Goliath.
David ja Goliath.
David looks at Goliath.
David vaatas Goliathi poole.
Who art thou uncircumcised Philistine?
Ja küsis, kes sa oled sinu ümberlõikavatu
You come against me with a sword.
Arvad, et tuled mõõgaga mu vastu.
With an arrow.
Oma
But I come against you.
Aga mina tulen
in the name of my God.
Oma Jumala nimel.
Oh, he took himself out of it. He didn't say, I come against you because I am David the warrior.
Oh, ma tulen
no, he said, I come
Davidina.
Against you in the name of God.
Ma tulen su ette Jumala
nimel. The Bible says there was a woman who had an issue of blood.
Piibel ütleb, oli üks veritõbine naine.
She had gone to many doctors.
Oli käinud palju
she had suffered many things under the hands
ja
of the doctor.
Palju asju.
And then she made up her mind.
Ja
but I can't help myself.
Et mina ei saa
my money can't help me.
Raha ei
doctors
saa
can't help me. So I'm going to go to the greatest helper of all time.
Ja ma lähen suuri
I'm going to go to
juurde.
Jesus. And if I will but touch the hem of his garment,
ja
I will
ta ütles, ma teen
be
seda.
Made whole.
Ja ma saan terveks.
Oh, this Jesus.
See sama Jeesus.
But Jesus always points us
Jeesus alati
to the Father.
Viitab isale.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
Verse 7 says.
Salm 7 ütleb.
Jesus emptied himself.
Ta loobus ise enese olust.
He didn't say, look at me, I'm the son of
ta
God.
Ta ei olnud, oh, vaadake, mind no, ma olen Jumala poeg.
He emptied himself.
Ta loobus oma enese
And
olust.
He was born by the thing he created.
Ja ta sündis selle läbi, mis oli ta loonud, mida ta ise oli loonud.
God who created everything.
Jumal, kes oli loonud kõik.
He became born.
Ta sündis.
By the thing he created.
Selle läbi, mis oli Jumala poolt loodud.
What a humble Jesus.
Milline alandlik Jeesus.
And the Bible says.
Mäleta, Piibel
ütleb.
Ta ei jäänud pidama
But he humbled himself.
Vaid ta alandas ise ennast.
Even to the death.
Kuni surmani
on the cross.
Ja isegi risti surmani.
He humbled himself
ta alandas ise ennast nii kaugele.
And then the Bible says, we didn't read it, but let me tell you what it says.
Ja Biiblis on veel öeldud.
In verse 9 and 10.
Salmides
9-10.
Selle pärast.
God has given him a name.
Ongi Jumal
ülendanud. That is above every name.
Ja kõrgele.
That at the name of Jesus.
Ja annud nime üle kõigi nimede.
Every knee will bow.
Et Jeesuse nimes nõtkuks kõik põlved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know whether you feel encouraged. I do.
Ma ei tea, kas sa oled
that at the name of Jesus.
Et Jeesuse nimel.
Every knee
ja nimes nõtkuvad kõik põlved.
Do you know who gave him that name?
Tead, kes andis talle see nime?
Yeah, the Father.
Isa.
Jesus did not give himself the name.
Jeesus ei annud ise endale
nime. No, the Father
Isa
looked at Jesus and said, because of what you have done, I am going to give you a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee
iga põlv
must bow.
Peab nõtkuma selle
ees. So this morning,
täna hommikul,
two things I need to say.
On kaks asja, mis ma tahan öelda.
Number one,
esiteks,
give God space in your life.
Tee Jumalale ruumi oma elus.
Whatever you're doing,
mida iganes sa teed,
whoever you become,
kelleks iganes sa saad,
give God space.
Tee Jumalale ruumi.
Step out of the way.
Astu tee pealt eest ära.
Let God
ja lase Jumalal
receive the praise.
Saada kogu au.
Then number two.
Ja teiseks,
whatever problem you're facing.
Mis iganes probleem sul ka pole.
Whatever challenge you're facing.
Mis iganes väljakutseid sa ei koge.
Call it whatever you want to call it.
Kuidas iganes sa neid asju nimetad.
Cancer.
Vähk.
New job.
Uue töökoha leidmine. Maja saamine. Auto saamine.
Challenging neighbors. Challenging in-laws.
Rasked naabrid.
Enemies.
Friends. Vaelased,
whatever
sõbrad.
Name you call it.
Mis sul on.
At the name of Jesus.
Siis Jeesuse nimel.
That problem.
See probleem.
Bows.
See kummardub. Ja alistub.
So this morning bow your heads.
Nii et täna hommikul kummardame oma pead palvele.
What is that problem?
Mis on see su probleem?
What is that challenge?
Mis on see väljakutse?
That needs to bow.
Mis peab nõtkuma ja kummarduma Jeesuse ees?
What is that challenge?
Mis on see väljakutse?
What is that problem?
Mis on see probleem?
Jesus standing before an impossible situation.
Jeesus seisis silmitsi võimatu olukorraga.
A man who had been dead for 4 days.
Mehega, kes oli juba 4 päeva olnud surnud.
He said,
ja ta ütles,
Father.
Isa.
Father.
Isa.
I want you to visualize.
Ma tahan, et sa kujutaks ette.
See in the mind of your heart.
Näeksid oma südame mõtteid ja meeli.
A problem you want to bring to the Father.
Seda probleemi, mis sa tahad tuua isa ette.
Don't hold on to it.
Ära hoia sest kinni.
Just present it to the
Lissa
Father.
Lisa tuu see isa ette.
See it in view.
Ja näe seda.
And as you see it in view, we're going to worship God.
Ja selle ajal, kui sa kujutad seda ette, me ülistame Jumalat.
And you're going to see your problem disappear.
Ja me näeme, kuidas su probleem haihtub.
Because
sest et
of the name of Jesus.
Tänu Jeesuse nimele.
Visualizing that problem as we sing this song.
Kujuta ette seda probleemi selle laulu ajal.
What a beautiful name.
Milline imeline nimi.
Have you see when you have confidence?
Kui sul on kindlus.
That God has taken the stone away.
Et Jumal kõrvaldab selle kivi.
I want you to stand up and begin to worship.
Siis ma tahan, et sa tõuseks.
We're going to start worshiping. You just keep giving that problem to him.
Ja kui me ülistame
Jumala,
tooma probleemi.
When you're convinced in your heart that Jesus has taken away the stone.
Ja kujuta ette, kuidas Jeesus kõrvaldab selle kivi. Tõuse ja ülista Jumalat.
Kui